Now, here is something that no one is going to believe. I was still polishing this chapter when I switched on CNN. The exact time, 6:20 p.m., November 6th, 1992, just 2 hours ago. Imagine my amazement at seeing an old friend, a Dutch-American astronomer, expert on asteroids and a prominent member of the Space Guard team. He has visited Sri Lanka on several occasions, hoping to establish an observatory there. His engaging autobiography, On the Glassy Sea, American Institute of Physics, 1988, has a chapter headed Sri Lanka's Telescope and Arthur C. Clarke. And what is he doing on CNN? He's just reporting the final confirmation of the Alvarez theory. The smoking gun has been found, and ground zero is, as I mentioned a few pages earlier, the Chicxulub structure in Yucatan. Thank you, Tom. How I wish Louis were still around to hear the news. Another odd coincidence took place soon after Hammer was published. A small meteorite landed in New York, of all places, damaging a parked car. What else could it hit? At least that was the story I heard, but I am understandably skeptical. I cannot help wondering if Time's publicity department was somehow involved. This incident, however, reminds me of the movie Meteor, which I enjoyed more than most of the critics. I have a very high threshold of tolerance for bad science fiction films. After persuading him to view one classic, Things to Come, I believe, Stanley Kubrick complained, "What are you trying to do to me? I'll never see another movie you recommend." There is a brilliant throwaway line at the climax of Meteor. After the bombardment from space, the Russian scientist and his American counterpart have just struggled back to the surface, having taken shelter in the New York subway. They are both covered with mud from head to foot. The Russian turns to his colleague and says, "Someday I must show you the Moscow underground." The Rough Riders of the IRT's graffiti-festooned cattle trucks would appreciate that wisecrack. The Tunguska event of 1908 was featured in the TV series Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World, and a detailed discussion with photographs and maps will be found in Chapter 9, The Great Siberian Explosion, of the book by Simon Welfare and John Fairley.